Nobel Prize-winning economist Daniel Kahneman believes most of us don't understand the first thing about how we think. We make decisions, but we don't really know how. Kahneman believes there are two basic systems that drive the way we think. One of them is fast, emotional, and instinctive. The other is slow, deliberative, and logical. As he told Steve, that's why he named them thinking, fast and slow.
There is a set of mental operations that are carried out automatically. When you see something, when a two-year-old child points and says, "Doggy," something is happening that seems to be experienced passively. It's something that happens to you. As we see the world, we don't decide to see the world. When we see a word on a poster, we read that word and we don't decide to read it. So there are many activities of that kind. All of these things happen by themselves and feel as if they were happening by themselves. It happens automatically. It is not deliberate. It doesn't feel like something we do. In contrast, there are other mental activities that feel like something we do. We are the author of it. So if you try to compute the product of 17 by 24, well, in the first place, you've got to decide to do it. And then when you do it, you are following a program and you're doing that deliberately and you feel that you are the author of your own actions. So subjectively, it's quite different. And it's those two classes of operations that I described as system one does this and system two does that.
So system two is, I guess, what we would call conscious reasoning?
Yes, and system two is something else, actually. I lumped with system two another set of operations, which are control operations. We don't say anything that comes to mind. We direct our attention to some things and we direct it away from other things. So we are controlling ourselves. And that control operation is also joined with system two, and the characteristic they share in common is that they're deliberate and also they're effortful. They can be impaired when you're busy. So my rule about system two is that the definition of an operation of system two, that it's something you cannot do while you're making a left turn into traffic, because we are limited in our ability to exert effort.
Well, you have a very curious comment in your book. You say that although System 2 believes itself to be where the action is, the automatic System 1 is the hero of your book.
It certainly is, and I think it is the hero of our mental life, too. I mean, in the sense that most of the day, what we do is very largely skilled and automatic, and most of what we do all day is quite good because we're skilled at what we do, and skilled activities belong with System 1. Now, when we think of who we are and of what we experience ourselves thinking deliberately. We experience ourselves doing things voluntarily. And so our experience is very closely linked to System 2. Much of what happens that I call System 1 activities are really unconscious. We're not aware of what's going on. We're not aware of what's going on within our memory. As a word is said and all the associations of that word are activated in memory, we're not aware of that process at all. And so we are biased to think that we are our system two. But in fact, our system two, most of the time, does what is suggested by system one. It just endorses.
Now, the obvious question is whether we should basically trust system one, these kind of instinctive, intuitive responses, or whether we should try to check them more often because they're actually not very reliable.
Well, very clearly, we have very little option in this matter. System two could not carry us through the day. Deliberation and thinking are costly and ineffective. And mostly we have to trust our habits and we have to trust our perceptions and we have to trust our impressions.
But you say, I mean, much of your research has shown that a lot of those natural tendencies to trust our observations, they feed biases that are often actually very inaccurate.
Absolutely correct. I mean, System 1, it has a model of the world, but the model of the world that it operates in is very simplified. And System one is a machine for jumping to conclusions, so it operates on very little information as if it had more information. We're very rarely sensitive to what we don't know. We operate on whatever we know. We make the best story possible.
Give me one or two examples of this, how System one comes to the wrong conclusion.
Well, suppose you ask people, they're about to travel abroad, and you offer insurance and ask how much they would be willing to pay for insurance. And in one case, the insurance is for something that happens during the trip, is for death for any reason. And in the other case, you offer them a policy that covers death in a terrorist incident. That study was done when there was a fair amount of terrorism in Europe. And it was done in the United States. People pay more for the second policy than for the first.
Even though the first presumably would include the second, right?
It would include the second, and it would include many other forms of death which are a lot more likely than dying in an incident. But what happens is this. What we do when we buy insurance is we measure how afraid we are. That's a simpler question than how much should I be willing to pay for insurance.
So the question, I suppose, that comes out of this research is there anything we can do based on your findings that somehow improves our judgments, our sense of how to tap into our better selves and to put aside those ways that we delude ourselves?
If my description of things is correct, more or less, there is essentially one thing you can do, which is to slow yourself down. And, you know, bring in the reinforcement of system two. When the stakes are high, it may be useful to slow yourself down. And there is something else that we can do, is we can help others make better decisions. You know, I describe my book as an attempt to educate gossip. That is, it's an attempt to allow people to think more intelligently about the judgments and experiences of others. I think a world in which people understand how other people make judgments and decisions is ultimately going to be a world in which better judgments and decisions are made.
Daniel Kahneman is a Nobel Prize-winning economist and author of Thinking Fast and Slow. He talked with Steve Paulson.